The home where Ruth Griffin plans to retire looks like it's on an island in a sea of almond orchards.
Well, it's trees everywhere, which is great, except whenever they're having to water day and night.
Griffin's brand new house is in the heart of California farm country. It's outside a town called Kingsburg, just south of Fresno.
I've lived here all my life. I'll be 70 next month, two children, and I've spent my life savings to build this home, and now we can't use it.
About a month before she planned to move into her new home, her well went dry. Now, when she opens her bathroom faucet, nothing comes out.
Well, I hate to turn it on, really, because if there's anything in the... See? Nothing in the well. Nothing in the tank.
Griffin will have to spend at least $17,000 to drill a deeper well that will reach the underground water table. She's on an 8-month waiting list.
We'll have to get water somehow, even if we have to truck it in.
Griffin says the water problems may be from drought, but she also blames the farmers next door. From the second floor of her house, she has a clear view of a swimming pool-sized basin of fresh water on the farmer's property. She says they pump it from the aquifer, a shared underground pool of water.
It kind of irritates you a little bit to see all that water over there, and I see my neighbors, they have 10 dogs, swimming in the pond.
But you can't access it.
But I can't access it at all, huh?
State studies show groundwater levels in the area are 100 feet below the historic low.
Usually when people are on a private well, it's sort of a pioneer spirit, an attitude of self-sufficiency.
Sue Reese is with an organization called Self-Help Enterprises. She's a resource for people in the San Joaquin Valley when their well runs dry. In her small town of Easton, she estimates more than half of private well owners will have dry wells within a few years. She says investing to drill deeper is easier for some than others. In the meantime, Reese says homeowners adjust.
If you're lucky enough to live in a community, you could put a hose next to your neighbors if your neighbor happens to have water. And so you can live off of a hose for a while, a garden hose, drink bottled water, you know. Just be conservative with the water and survive.
Farmers say homeowners are not the only ones having a hard time during this drought. California Farm Bureau President Paul Wenger.
They're part of the problem, too, because they're there. And their demands have to be met. People want drinking water. Well, that farmer, if he doesn't have water, his crop dries up.
Wenger says he's never seen such severe effects on California agriculture, not because this is the driest year, but because of the unprecedented cutbacks on surface water. He says that's why groundwater is being overdrawn in some places. In other regions, farmers are relying completely on groundwater.
What would the Central Valley look like if we didn't have agriculture today? It'd be tumbleweeds, and that's about it. Not even probably jackrabbits.
Wenger says homeowners just have to drill deeper. It's a drought-induced scramble with farmers and homeowners as competitors.
Nothing's an even playing field, ever. And that's why you have to think about when some people built their homes where they bought it or they bought their home, it is still buyer beware.
But Peter Glick with the Pacific Institute says the problem is the lack of state water management.
We don't manage and control our groundwater in a sustainable way, and especially during a drought, when there's not a lot of surface water, people start to pump and overpump groundwater, and it's a tragedy of the commons.
He says California is one of the only states in the country that doesn't have comprehensive groundwater policy.
If you don't know how much groundwater is being pumped or how much you're taking or how much your neighbors are taking, it makes it hard to control it, and that's to the advantage of some people and to the disadvantage of others.
The state is working on a groundwater management plan right now, but any actions will be taken over the next 5 years. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.